Some controversies take a day or two to ignite. Take the case of the commercial that aired during Sunday's Super Bowl, an ad for Snickers candy bar, which showed two men eating their way through the same Snickers bar, much the same way that Lady and the Tramp once nibbled the same strand of spaghetti. Both scenes ended the same way, with an accidental kiss. In the case of the Snickers ad, both men recoil, and then there are a few exaggerated displays of, quote, manliness. The ad, instead of laughter, created an uproar in the blogosphere among gay rights activists and among others who felt the ads went too far, particularly because alternate endings, including one that ended in violence, were available on the Snickers website. Joining us now to talk about the stir the ad caused is Dan Rubin, columnist at the Philadelphia Inquirer and editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer's blog, Blink. He joins us now from his office in Philadelphia. Nice to have you on the radio, Dan.
Thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
And, of course, we want to hear from listeners as well. What did you think of the Snickers ad or the extra content on the website? Did it go too far? What's the line between poor taste and comedy? Our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. And, Dan Rubin, Snickers took down the content on its website. Can you describe for us what this alternate content was?
Yeah. It wasn't really the ad on TV that got people so concerned in the blogosphere, in particular John Aravosis at America Blog. It was the alternate spots. There were at least three that I saw that were up for a while, and there was going to be a vote, whichever the best alternate ending, that was going to be shown at the Daytona 500. And then there was also some footage of Bears and Colts players reacting as they were shown the different ads. And that's really what the stir has been about. But some of the ads that that you can't see now, that Master Foods and Mars have taken down off the site, were the ones that got the ire of some of the bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular is, if you remember the ad, the two guys they meet over the Snickers bars, they're working inside the hood of a car. One's eating it, the other grabs the other end, and they meet in the middle. Then they realize what they've done,
mm-hmm.
have touched. They recoil, and they say, quick, do something manly, and they pull out chest hairs. Well, that's what these ads are like, except instead of pulling out chest hairs, one of them says, let's do something manly, and one chugs motor oil, and the other probably radiator fluid.
Mm-hmm.
In another one, which I think was more over the top from John Aravosis' perspective, one throws a wrench at the other's head, and in retaliation, the other slams his head under the hood of the car, with the hood of the car. And that's what got them so upset in particular. They thought it was, in a way, sort of advocating violence against gays. When you put it in context with the player after player after player reacting to the ads as we saw on TV, it made the bloggers outraged, and they got support from the powerful GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, and the human rights campaigns to hear their, to join with them in saying, this is really insensitive. You may not have intended to do this, but the effect it has on us watching it, and John is a gay rights advocate. He writes a progressive, a liberal blog, America blog. He said, this is something that offends me. It encourages violence. It's insensitive. It's going back. It's setting us back years. And I think he particularly was bothered by the players' reactions.
And the players' reactions, again, I assume, like the guys in the ads, they recoiled. Did they show signs of disgust?
Yeah, they definitely. You can find them on YouTube. I was just watching them from my office this afternoon. They were a little harder to find after they were pulled, but they've surfaced like everything surfaces on YouTube. And the guys, there's a Mohsin Mohammed and there's Desmond Clark of the Bears, and Mohammed sort of scrunches his face, and Clark says, "Whoa, whoa, no, no." Mohsin says, "Oh my God." Clark says, "Do they actually have to kiss like that?" An off-camera voice says, "They did 50 takes, dude." He says, "You're lying. I hope they got paid a lot of money." And then it continues like this. And I think the reason they showed these reactions wasn't to, I think the idea was to promote the spot and to create a little buzz for it. They would say things like, "This is going to be the most shocking commercial for the Super Bowl."
Sure.
Is a little quote I took down from Desmond Clark. But the effect, when put in the context of these alternate endings, was just way over the top. For some of these bloggers, and And I wrote about it Monday morning, and it's created a stir here in Philadelphia among the readers of the blog I write. A few dozen have called in with very interesting, varied responses.
Mm-hmm. That blog is a Blink, which Dan Rubin writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Excuse me, is it Bling or Blink?
Blink. It's a contraction of blog and Inquirer.
I see. Okay.
With a Q.
All right, with a Q. And Dan Rubin is also a columnist of the Philadelphia Inquirer. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us, talk@npr.org. And let's get, this is Nicole on the line. Nicole's with us from Long Island in New York.
Yeah, hi. I just really can't stand how we have so many crybabies out there who can't take a commercial.
Crybabies?
Yeah. Really, what is the point? It's a commercial. It doesn't affect your life. If you're gay, deal with it. If you're not, it's just a big deal over nothing.
There's so many
other things to worry about.
Did you see the ad? Did you think it was funny?
No, I didn't. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch it on YouTube and I'm probably going to laugh.
Okay, Nicole, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too. As to whether or not this is funny, let's go to an expert. Joining us now is Marilyn Pittman, a comic, voice talent, and broadcaster. Her weekly radio show, Out in the Bay, is heard on San Francisco's KALW. She also coaches journalists and executives on delivery and speaking skills, and she's with us now from her home in San Francisco. Nice to have you on the program today, Marilyn.
Hey, thank you very much. What makes you think I have a good sense of humor just because I'm a comic?
Well, you've probably had things thrown at you, so you're at least good at ducking.
Here's my take on it. I just think that the gays are getting just as bad as the feminists. They don't have a sense of humor. What is the deal? I mean, I've won GLAAD awards. I've performed at Human Rights Campaign benefits. Not anymore, of course, after I say this. But I just think it's an overreaction. I don't think we have a good sense of humor anymore in this country. We can't tolerate anything, whether it's gay or black or whatever it is. We can't seem to just go, oh, look, everybody's, we're just overreacting all the time. And I don't get it. I mean, I had to convince my friends out here in liberal San Francisco to go see Borat because they'd heard that it was offensive. And I was like, well, it shows the ugly side of Americans, if you think that's offensive. And they just weren't so convinced that, they weren't going to be offended by it. And I actually made one of them go. I dragged him along and made him go see it. And I just think that we're living in this time where I agree with Nicole, your caller.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we talk about this ad as, look, there's two guys who are really uptight and homophobic. They're willing to suffer through drinking motor oil. They're willing to punch each other out with wrenches. They're willing to rip their chest hair off. That's how upset they are that they actually touched. That's how homophobic they are. And I think if we focused on that, and if people worried about their kids seeing it, why can't they say, well, look, kids, see these guys? They're really uptight about this, and they shouldn't be. But, the parents aren't paying that much attention, perhaps. That's why they want to blame everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, it's just wow, man. Leave it to the gay rights lobby. They'll be having a new Snickers boycott now. Couldn't they focus on something more important? I just don't go along with it.
And even to the point of throwing wrenches at somebody's head?
Well, that shows how homophobic they are. Oh, you mean for the kids?
No, not for the kids. The kids will imitate any kind of behavior, whether it's anything they see on TV. But anyway.
The news.
Yeah, exactly. In the ad, I mean, that's the line that some people say was really too much to cross.
But that's how homophobic they are, and many sports figures are, as you see in the reaction shots with the NFL guys. I mean, first of all, they're such whores to do the Snickers thing anyway, which gets on my nerves. But it seems to me that what we should all be talking about is that's how uptight people are. Like, oh, they actually, two men kissed. I'm going to kill myself with motor oil. I'm going to throw a wrench at you. And that's the violence. They're willing to endure much violence. And I wonder the same thing about the fight club mentality that's going on with these fight clubs out there now where men are getting together to beat each other up. Geez, wouldn't just kissing over a Snickers bar be easier? And I also think that because it's sort of supposed to be now okay to be gay, and this is what the Christian right or the unchristian wrong, as I like to call them, fears the most, that if it's okay to be gay, then more people will try it. And I think that's true. They should be afraid of that. I think that's true. And I think most of the guys I know in that 18 to 35 demographic and who are straight, or I don't like the word straight, I call you the un-gays, and I know a lot of them. They always have these kind of jokes. And I bet you those are the same guys who created the ad and gals. They all joke around about this stuff, about, oh, is it gay? Is it a gay thing? Is it a gay thing? It's like it's okay to talk about it now. And that's why I think they created the ad. And I think they succeeded in getting us here on NPR to talk about Snickers.
Well, that part worked. Anyway, let's see if we get some more listeners in on the conversation. And this is Bob. Bob's with us from Empire in Michigan.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
You know, just because these ads are taken off the air does not change the way people do feel about the subject. You can try to hide it, you can try to suppress it, but if you've got the instinctive guttural feeling that this is something that does make you feel in a certain way, be it one way or the other, just by burying it and hiding it, it's not going to make a difference. And as far as it being homophobic, phobia is a fear, and I don't think that these guys or anybody else are afraid of homosexuals. They just don't see it as being a normal, natural behavior.
Mm. Dan Rubin, I wanted to bring you back into the conversation. What do you think? Is this something that, hey, live with it?
Well, I can't give advice. I don't know. I think that the reason I put it up on my site and left it there for a couple of days was that it was getting people into a conversation about it, and the conversation came from all different sorts of angles, and lots of people made some pretty interesting and provocative points, and there were lots of conversation back and people yelling at each other, which I think is a good thing, and I was happy at least to be sponsoring some discussion about it. Mm-hmm. My concern with the ad is just I thought it was stupid. I didn't think so. I mean, that's 2.6 million bucks they spent for 30 seconds of this awful ad. I think it was really retro. I think they would have been better served if they let those Geico cavemen write it.
Thanks very much for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. We're talking about the Snickers ad that ran in the Super Bowl and the controversy that erupted afterwards. We're speaking with Dan Rubin, who is the editor of the Inquirer blog at the Philadelphia Inquirer, Blink, and with Marilyn Pittman, comic voice talent and broadcaster in San Francisco. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get, this is Adam. Adam's on the line with us from New York.
Yes. I also found the ad kind of sophomoric. I didn't think it was that funny. But I'm wondering if there's a double standard in the media. There's many sitcoms where the token gay guy, you know, expresses his dissatisfaction towards a heterosexual act. But whenever it seems that, you know, a heterosexual is, you know, expressing his dissatisfaction towards a homosexual act, it's immediately labeled as, you know, degrading or homophobic.
Marilyn Pittman, do you agree?
Well, I think the caller, with all due respect, sir, I think you're just kind of ignorant. That would, if you just put in words like black and white in what you just said, I think it just shows your level of ignorance about why we talk about homophobia in our culture and why it is an issue. So it just seems like you should study up on that.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily ignorant. I'm just, there doesn't seem to be the same uproar when, you know, a person on a sitcom who is acting as a, you know, a gay person says something against heterosexuality. There's no uproar from the heterosexual community.
I see. Well,
to a gay,
the heterosexual
gay
community, there's the dominant paradigm, the mainstream heterosexual dominant paradigm. But I think that, you know, what you're talking about is when gays are heterosexist. And yes, I do. I think gays, and I think black people can be, you know, racist against whites,
yeah,
et cetera. So, yeah.
I feel that for most heterosexual males, you know, the act of kissing another male would probably be, you know, unappealing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, you know, the ad obviously went overboard, but I don't necessarily think that it's always, you know, degrading or homophobic.
All right. Adam, thanks very much for the call. And I did want to ask you, Marilyn, this is a pretty well-worn trope in other contexts. I mean, you have seen on sitcoms and movies and a thousand other situations, two men accidentally touch each other and jump across the room.
Yeah.
Is it still funny? When does a joke wear out?
Yeah, I don't actually think the jokes, the ads were that funny, any of them. I thought the one where they beat each other up and drink motor oil, those two were disturbing. I thought the NFL players was just, you know, offensive just because they're such whores, they're doing a Snickers thing, and, you know, they're, you know, perpetuating the whole homophobia that's prevalent in male sports. I mean, listen to Ezra Tuolo, the man who was an NFL player who came out after he left the NFL saying that he would have been killed on the field if he'd been out then. So, yeah, we're living in an environment in that male sports world, especially with football, but any of it, where you're not supposed to be gay, you're not supposed to talk about being gay, but there's a subtext here, and I think the ad has that kind of subtext. So somewhat for what's really going on out there. I mean, I think things are loosening up, and I think, you know, these guys who made this ad thought it was funny. I don't think it's that funny, any of them. I think it's kind of stupid, but I do like that moment when the one guy on the right of the screen leans forward and begins to munch on the candy bar. That's actually a pretty good performance right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just, you know, I don't know what the big hubbub is, really.
Here's an email from Suzanne Shammy in Kentucky. Along with being insensitive toward the gay community, I think this is also offensive to men. To say the definition of a man involves violence and idiocy, drinking motor oil, etc., is to buy into the stereotype that men are brutes. This suggestion leads to such things as family violence. And that's an idea that either this ad or the portrayal of men or leads to violence. Is there any truth to that? I have no idea. I can't imagine that it would lead to violence, but I'm not an expert on this, and I honestly don't know what to think about that part of it. But, you know, some people find it funny, and Dan Rubin, the upshot of it all is it has all been taken down, and Snickers got a whole lot of free publicity.
They got a whole lot of free publicity, and someone just wrote on the website today, I bought my first Snickers in almost 15 years laughing because I was thinking of that great commercial.
Dan.
However, they said, shame on Snickers for pulling it. I probably will not buy another for 15 more years.
Dan Rubin with us from the Philadelphia Inquirer, where he's the editor of their blog Blink. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And Marilyn Pittman, comic, voice talent, and broadcaster with her weekly radio show Out in the Bay, heard on San Francisco's KALW. She joined us from San Francisco. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.